You got three young ladies here, once again, who were really key parts of the girls' wrestling season this year, weren't they?
Yeah, they scored a lot of points and won a lot of matches. We were doing some total, and all three of these girls had 38 pins on the season, so scored a lot of points there. And so they just got themselves up on the record board for season pins, and so, you know, they've done a lot of good things, and it's these two we're going to miss, and Capri's back next year, so we'll just keep right on moving there, and she'll have to become our leader and kind of organize our girls and go from there.
Talk about first, your state champion right next to you here.
She goes down there and just, she's relaxed, she's pinning people, and, you know, two ways. She had fun with the clothespins sneaking up behind people, and she was just relaxed the whole time, and that was good to see. And she went out there and wrestled her matches and pinned them, so go through the state tournament pinning her way through was good.
You bet. She doesn't get excited after the matches, does she? She's as calm as can be.
Yeah. You know, everybody in the top of this auditorium there, the stadium, they could hear her screaming. So
yeah, I was being very
hear the roar,
very sarcastic with that comment. I mean, Maddie gets really excited, pointing here, pointing there, pointing everywhere.
Yeah,
I watched that.
Yeah. She started that about the Sydney tournament. She started this yell thing for every time we get a win, and she got the other teams doing it now, and so we yell for the other teams just like we do for our own kids. So she got something rolling there.
After the championship match, I think she was wanting to go off. One of the officials said, no, you got to go back. You got to go back. You got to stay. Do you remember that? I think, yeah. But anyway, excitement. She had a great season, didn't she?
She did. Good senior season. She started with our program when she was a manager, eighth grade year when we first started wrestling, and been going all the way through, and has got a lot of experience and had a great tournament, great season, and she's going to be missed.
You bet. Let's hand the microphone. Maddie Tryon, nice. What a good, could the senior season be any better for you?
No, I really enjoyed all the friends I made and everybody who came and supported me along the way.
You bet. I watched some of those matches Coach Barnett and I did back at home, and watched some of your matches over there, and you had some battles. It wasn't easy, was it?
No, it wasn't easy. I think it was my third match against the Lions Decatur girl. She put me on my back, and I was really scared, and I proceeded to fight off, which isn't easy.
So you're okay. Picture, just paint a visual for folks out there. You're on your back. You're thinking, I can't lose this. I can't lose you. You got to do something right away, don't you?
Yeah, I was trying to go to the other side while bridging, and I just knew I wasn't going to make it over there. And she shifted all of her weight to one side, so I went that way and got out.
Now you faced opponents throughout your career that are taller than you, and some are just as tall as you. Facing the taller ones, are they easier or more difficult to wrestle?
It depends. Some taller ones are, I'd say they're a lot stronger and have like better reach for easy shots and stuff like that. Some don't know what they're doing, and I'd say they're not bad.
Okay, very good. But no question, state tournament, that's where you face your toughest competition, didn't you?
I would say so, yes.
You bet. Great senior season. We talked after golf. You made state golf. You made state wrestling. It's been a pretty good year, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to miss it? Okay, are we moving on? Are we doing college wrestling? Have you thought about that?
I've got a couple of offers, but I'm not sure yet.
Still tossing it up in the air a little bit. All right. Well, got some decisions to make, don't you?
Yes.
You bet. So no question, the senior season of the four, probably your favorite one.
Yes.
Or you never know. Your sophomore, your junior season might stand out too.
I'd say my sophomore year is the year, if it wasn't my senior, sophomore was really the year that stood out to me, because second year there, trying to get some wins, trying to get out there and place on the podium, and I did. It was pretty exciting.
I'm glad you brought that up. What's it like being on the medal stand and you're the top with number one and a gold medal? What's it like?
It was just exciting. I wouldn't say, like, I was excited when I got six both years, and it just felt even better to know what I've been working for all year cut off.
Yeah,
paid out.
Three-time medal winner. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
You bet. Now, your freshman year didn't medal quite your freshman year, but do you feel like that got you going your sophomore year and junior year?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
All right. trying to, we've been talking here since the show started, trying to get Maddie to go out for track. Are we having, getting anywhere with this?
No.
Not really?
I'm not sure.
Girls, you got to work on her. Yeah. Got to work on her. Got some time. You bet. Maddie, nice job and a great season.
Thank you.
You betcha. Coach Hellberg, next, this young lady, another senior in the middle here. Talk about Alyssa here.
Well, Alyssa just came out. This is only her second year. We took her to seen her in the hallway at summer weights and said, well, you ought to come out and try wrestling. We're going to camp here in another couple days. And so we found her some shoes and a singlet, and we took her to Gothenburg camp, and she had no idea what she was doing.
Here's where the stories really come out, Alyssa.
So then we get there, and we're showing her a bar and a half and a single leg, I think, maybe a double leg. I don't know what we worked on. But then we went right into matches. So we had to teach her how to get down in referee's position and how to get on top. And so it was interesting that first day. And she wrestled well for never doing anything, just natural ability, and kept moving and just had a good time, I think. And I think that was a good start for her to get that love for the sport. And she just kept getting better and better every year.
And it had a great 2 years. You wish you could have got her out for four,
yeah,
huh?
We were talking down at state, you know, how we were going to get that red shirt year in there and get her back for another year, but we can't figure that one out. So
it's out there someplace, but a lot of paperwork, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of wishful thinking, too.
Yeah, we would like to have her for another year.
And, you bet.
But she's did a great job for us. And when Rylan went down, she became our leader in the stretching and working that through that part of it, and been our leader for the team this year, and did a good job with our warm-ups every day, and was there cheering everybody on every day, every match.
Awesome. Melissa, you kind of looking back, say, gosh, I wish I would have my freshman and sophomore years.
Oh, 100%. Like, anybody who I talk to, I'll tell that, like, dang, I wish I had gone out, like, junior high, freshman, sophomore year, but in the end, I can't change it.
But that's okay. You know, you had your last 2 years were awesome for you. You'll never forget these years, will you?
Oh, yeah. They were so fun.
You bet. Best favorite match or best match of your year that, can you look back? What match you'll always remember, or matches you'll always remember? It's got to be one or two out there.
There was one against one girl that it wasn't so much the match itself, but just, like, afterwards, she came up to me and she was like, oh my gosh, like, you are so good. Like, I just love wrestling you. And I wrestled her a couple times, and just every time she was like, I love wrestling you. You're so sweet. You're so good. But you have such great sportsmanship. And, like, I just really love that. And I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like the family you make in wrestling, like, even the people you're competing against, it's just, I don't know.
Sometimes you see that, but sometimes on the flip side of that, you see some probably girls that aren't so nice, are they?
Yeah, there's been a couple girls that I've also wrestled that aren't.
Yeah.
Don't have that, but it's just like, in the end, this, it's all for fun. Like, don't take it so seriously. I don't know.
Getting into a state meet, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really fun. I loved it.
In front of that big arena on the mats down there.
I try not to think about it too much.
Right. Just keep it out of your mind.
Yeah.
Exactly right. That all these people all around are watching you on a mat. You bet. You bet. Great season. Enjoyed your senior season. We're going to see you now track and field, right?
Yep.
Sprints, relays.
Sprints and pole vault.
And vault, too. Oh, gosh. Coach Kenny will kill me if I don't mention the vault. Exactly right. You start Monday, don't you?
Unfortunately. Way too soon.
Dan, Coach Arnold and those guys are going to run all week long, probably.
They better not.
But are you pumped up for a spring season coming up?
I guess so, as long as I don't have to do the dang 4x4. They make me do the 4x4, I might.
You shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, shoot.
See, now
probably not.
Arnold's listening now going, oh, that's a good idea.
No, he came up to me the other day and was like, I don't know if it was him or Kennedy, but they were like, yeah, we're going to need you for the 4x4. And I was like, no, you don't.
Pretty tight team this year. You guys all get along with each other, don't you?
Yeah.
You bet. You betcha. And your senior season, does it feel like it's flown by?
It really has. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, dang, I just thought it was just yesterday. It was homecoming, you know? Like,
right.
And I have 2 months left, and it's just weird.
What are you going to do for school? College. After. College.
I'm planning on going to Wayne State for physical education.
Oh, very good. So a good teacher?
Yes.
Teacher and future wrestling coach, maybe?
Maybe.
There you go. Exactly right. Coach Elberg's got a smile on his face. You betcha. You betcha. Thank you very much for coming down.
Of course.
We'll be watching in track and field, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Coach Elberg, last but not least, Capri over here. Talk about her.
Capri has been wrestling for a long time and has got a lot of experience. And we got her down to state last year, and things didn't come out quite the way we wanted. But she kept turning right around and, you know, started working on it again for the coming season. And she didn't give up and kept working hard. If we can keep her healthy, that will help a lot of things. She gets banged up a little bit. But she had a great season this year. Her goals were a little higher than where she finished. But that happens. And you just got to bounce back and come back and go for that next medal up. Keep working, and she's got two more years, so we got some goals there probably already set. So she a great year. She's good with our younger girl, smaller girls, and good teachers. So we just got to keep her working and helping everybody else out on the team.
Good future, huh?
Yep, good future.
You betcha. Great, great season for you, again, with 2 years left. But you enjoyed this. It's a fun season, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was a very fun season. I made a lot of friends. We had a lot of new girls come out. It was fun.
State tournament. Looking back at that and everything, some tough matches, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. That was not easy.
And to do what you do going down to the state tournament, medal stand and everything, it's pretty darn cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very overwhelming. There's a lot of emotions going on, but it felt good to know I reached higher than what I did last year and that my hard work's paying off.
What was your toughest match down at state of all those? Tough one.
I got to say probably my second match with Haley Darling. She made finals, but I lost by a point to her. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You look back on it and think, I lost the champ by 1 point.
Yeah.
All right. Was that probably – did you have some rematches down there at state against anybody from the regular season? Because that happens sometimes.
Yeah, I had two. I was very sick at West Point tournament, and I went 0-2 to two-ranked girls, and I lost to them again at state, but just by points, so it wasn't nothing bad. But
you bet. It seems like as texting Coach Hilberg and when he was, you know, available and stuff like that, you guys were on the road constantly.
I mean,
all over the state, it seemed like.
Yeah, we traveled quite the distance for some tournaments, but it's good to have matches in.
All right, so now you with 2 years left, you're a wrestling nut. You love the sport.
Yeah.
Off-season work is big for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm on a team out of North Platte. We go to Texas, Iowa. We go all over, and it's fun.
That's awesome. So you have more? Do you have tournaments coming up, or is there an off period now, or what?
I'm taking a little break because I hurt my knee and my back, but I'm going to try to get back in as soon as I can.
All right. And, of course, summer months with different things, there's always stuff going on, camps and stuff like that you can go to, can't you?
Yeah, I'll go to camps and, yeah.
All right. Of course, big news. Now you made your way over to Southwest. Did transfer official the other day, right?
Yep. It's exciting. I'm excited to be part officially, like 100% part of Southwest. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been super nice to me and just make sure I'm fitting in, and all the teachers are super sweet.
Now you're going to be one of the key leaders for next year. These two young ladies are graduating. Do you feel like this team next year is going to be just as good?
Well, we don't really know who's going out, but I feel like if we can get girls in and just work them out, work them hard, I feel like, yeah, we could have a chance.
All right. It's going to be fun. Let's just wait till that time because you're ready for a break a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah.
I get that. Now, you got to go try spring sports a little bit, can you? Maybe kind of?
They're trying to get me to do track and do some pole vault, but I've been thinking about it, so I'm not sure yet.
So Alyssa's really got to keep tugging. It's like that. Come on. We'll have fun. You'll love it, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
You bet. Capri, thank you very much. Nice job this year.
Thank you.
You betcha.